interviews and commentary. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 o'clock, both Between the Covers and Words and Pictures will be off. Instead, we'll hear Writer's Voice with a focus on two novels about war and family, The Blue Between Sky and Water, and The Center of the World. Thank you very much, KBOO members. Your ongoing support is very important. If you are not currently a member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
That's right, it's time once again for News from the VOO, our weekly roundup of items of interest here at the station and the greater listening community. Our phone lines will be open tonight if you would like to call with a question or a comment. Our number is 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. Tonight we're talking with KBOO Development Director Becky Myers. Becky, hello.
Why, hello.
Good evening.
So, Becky, to get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about your role here at KBOO?
Happily, I'm the development director, and what that means is that I lead fundraising efforts here at KBOO beyond membership and underwriting, which are both other revenue generating sources here for the station. So I was brought onto this role to increase KBOO's visibility, strengthen our image in the community, and build listenership and donorship. I also lead publicity efforts, print advertising, press releases, that sort of thing as well.
So you wear a lot of hats?
I do, but not currently.
How long have you been wearing this hat, and what attracted you to KBOO?
I've been wearing this hat for just about a year now. I started in late February of last year, so I've been in this position for a little while, but I've been at KBOO since moving to Portland in 2013.
Speaking of fundraising, December is always a big fundraising month for KBOO.
Yeah.
So how did we do last December?
Oh, we did very well. This year, we had a December goal all month of $100,000, and we were able to raise $105,000 just off the bat. But we were also involved with the Give Guide, that is the Willamette Week's giving platform, and we were able to raise just about $15,000 for that as well. So to give you perspective of KBOO's growth as time has gone on, last year we had a goal of $40,000 throughout December, and we were able to raise $99,000. So there's lots of cool stuff, and we're able to continue operations, develop new cool things here at the station, and just keep on being awesome with everybody.
So are you saying that we actually exceeded our funding goal?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That is outstanding.
Yay to everybody that made that happen.
Yeah, yay to everyone. Thank you, KBOO listeners.
There were a lot of hands in that, so I appreciate every single one of us raising up the tide of KBOO.
What else is going on right now in your world that people should know about?
Well, I have a lot going on in my world always, but one small thing is if you're out and about in Portland, keep an eye out for the KBOO mixtape. We produced, with the help of many volunteers and donations, a mixtape of our live music that was broadcast over the past year or so. And so we have some cool artists on it. You'll see tapes around town, but also there are quarter sheets. It's a free download. The tapes are freely available. So check it out. KBOO is about all sorts of stuff, including awesome music and creative enterprises.
And can you offer a sneak preview at all of anybody who might be on that mixtape?
Yeah, definitely. We have Louis Longmire. We have Mo Alidesh, who is an incredible Moroccan guitar legend, and Morea Massa. We have an incredible, I can't even think of how many bands there are on there, quite a few, but there's also a secret super special track. If you go to, it's kboo.bandcamp.com, download it there, and you will find the extra secret mystery track.
As well as all the other ones, too.
Oh, yeah, like the real ones, too. If people
want a physical copy of the super awesome cassette.
You're going to have to look around. We're going to try to get them out to community centers, bookstores, and Music Millennium, places like that. So check it out. As you are out and about, you'll see it's very distinctive, and there will hopefully be stacks of them everywhere.
So now, speaking of, SoundCloud is mm-hmm. where that can be found. But on the KABU website, we've got some changes coming to both the website and also to the KABU app.
Yes, we have a new app that we have had developed. It was released earlier this year, and we worked in conjunction with public media apps in order to create this really cool tool for listeners to listen on their smartphones. So to give you a little insight, we've had a mobile streaming site. It was m.kabu.fm, and you could listen to KABU on your phone, but you didn't have very much of the control that the app gives you. You can rewind it, pause it. So if you've missed something, which I often do, I'll hear something and say, oh, dang it, what's the name of that author? Then you can do a little rewindy too and find out exactly who was on the air.
Great. And there's also some other cool features I've heard about. One of them is, Jenka was just telling me earlier today, you can get push-button notifications so mm-hmm. you don't miss your favorite radio program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. And not only do you get notifications of what your favorite programming is, you can also let people know what it is as well. When you are listening to the stream, you have the ability to mention on Facebook or Twitter, you know, what you're listening to and share the fact that, you know, maybe somebody who really inspires you is on the air, or, you know, your favorite genre of music. There's some cool deep cut going on, so. The KABU app has a lot of really cool functionality, and you're able to not only share, but find out what is being shared on the app. I know for me, I'm on social media all the time. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and all that, but I know some people aren't, and so it can be a little bit of a, I guess maybe a barrier to entry to see what we're talking about on our social media outlets. And the app will, it gives you a central clearinghouse to see everything that's happening on Instagram, on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So that's really exciting. You don't have to go to your separate apps or anything. You can just look at the KABU app, take a look at everything that's happening online, and be informed, find out what's cool and what's real.
Is the app multi-platform?
The app is, in fact. You can download it on Android through Google Play and through iTunes as well. If you just simply do a search for KABU, it should come up pretty easily. And there's a lot of other cool stuff going on with it, too. We have our events calendar linked to it. If you enjoy our newsletters, all that is sort of in one place as well. We have the last year of newsletters accessible through the app, which is really cool. And also, there's this built-in functionality. I don't know about you, but I have an alarm in the morning, and when it has that alarm sound, it just wakes me up in like the worst way, and I'm grumpy and all that stuff. And with the KABU app, you can set an alarm for it to just be KABU programming. So when I wake up early in the morning, I can hear folk music instead of beep, beep, beep.
Much more soothing way to start your day.
Yeah.
And does the app have access to the KABU archive?
It does, in fact. We have our latest audio archives available on the KABU app. And so on the very front, when you take a look and open the app, you can access the latest audio that's been put on the website, which is pretty cool. If you've missed a program, or if you have like a specific thing that you're looking up, you can go back. It has the same functionality where you can pause, take notes if you need to, rewind or fast forward. So that's cool. Another awesome thing is that the app itself, I don't know if you've taken a look at the website, but we can't link to some of our syndicated programming, like Democracy Now! Or Alternative Radio. On the app, you can. You can listen to it on demand for months in the past. So if you've missed out on one of your favorite programs that we carry, like Hard Knock Radio, for example, that's about to come on, you can listen to it on the app on demand, which is so cool.
So, yeah, and that's great for time traveling, as far as when you're, for me, when I'm driving in my car, sometimes I'll hear a great suggestion for a musician on KBU or a book or whatever, and you're driving, you can't write it down, so you can hop right back there and get that information a day or a week or a month later.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I mean, I love the website. I know we're getting a new one pretty soon, and part of that is accessibility. And so the fact that all this information is accessible is really exciting.
And if you choose to consume your radio the old-fashioned radio way, we're not going anywhere.
Nope.
The air signal will still be here.
Yes, forever and ever. As long as there is electricity and towers and stuff, we'll be here.
So what other events are coming up that that folks would be interested in hearing about?
We have a lot of cool stuff. KBU at the Clinton has been something that has gone on for quite a long time, and we have a few excellent shows coming up tomorrow. In fact, we have Freedom on My Mind, which is about the 1961 Mississippi Voter Registration Project. Before the show, which is a movie and a fundraiser for KBU, we have Poetic Justice MC John Slaughter performing, and there are a bunch of other great speakers. Renee Mitchell, Ibrahim Mubarak, and Joanne Hardesty will be there starting at 7 p.m. And we have another KBU at the Clinton awesome feature on the 21st, which is next Thursday, I believe. 6:45, the Django Files will be opening for a show entitled Lacho Drum, and that follows the path of the Roma music culture. So it is a beautiful film and totally worth your time. We have also a bunch of other co-sponsorship opportunities, so I urge you to take a look at the community events calendar. But one thing that I'm really excited about is the Theory of Obscurity movie that it will be at the Real Music Fest at Northwest Film Center. That's about The Residents, and they are an incredible indie, obscuro cool band that has been playing for years. So if you have little time, this Saturday, in fact, we're going to be introing the film, and we are proud co-sponsors of this particular festival.
And the events calendar is available on the website.
Oh, yes, on the website.
And on the app.
Oh, my goodness, on the app especially.
Great. Well, we have a few minutes left. Are there any other events you want to showcase?
Definitely. KBU has been a proud co-sponsor of the Martin Luther King tribute that the World Arts Foundation puts on every year. So when they started 31 years ago, we started live broadcasting this incredible event, and we will be there again. So on January 18th, I believe, we'll be on the air from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we'll be broadcasting this incredible tribute with speakers. There will be live music. I know that there are a few acts. I can't think of them right now, but there'll be... I mean, I've listened to it in the past, and it's been really inspiring. And so the entire day will be dedicated to the life and works of the Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. So I encourage you to listen online and listen over the air. And if you are able to join us, there is also the event happening at the convention center, I believe. So that's pretty fun. Again, there is an innumerable amount of things that are happening, and KBU is part of it here in town. So
what about for you personally as development director?
Oh, me.
What do you, I mean, we're in January, so and although the month is getting along pretty quickly, I have to admit, what are you looking forward to accomplishing this year with KBU?
Well, I'm looking forward to a number of things. We're trying to enhance our development operations in a way that what giving programs we have available are more prominent. And so one of the things I'm excited about is designing a series of brochures and informational packets for folks. So, you know, KBU has a planned giving program, for example, and a bequest in your will or estate plans is a wonderful legacy for the future. And so this is something that we'll be giving more information about in a really attractive, you know, format. If you've taken a look at our new bumper stickers or our brochures, our annual report, all that stuff is designed through membership with collaboration from the staff and an incredible graphic designer. Her name is Annie Mackin. So we'll be making an entire series of ways to contribute to KBOO. And what else? We have a mobile cause donation site. That's going to be something that we leverage a little more of this year. So look forward to lots of KBOO and lots of ways to learn to get involved.
Well, that's outstanding. We are just about out of time. Any parting thoughts for the listeners?
Well, thank you for listening. And tell like five of your friends and say like KBOO is amazing. They have a variety of programming and you can listen on your phone.
Word of mouth continues to be the best way to publicize what we do here.
So absolutely.
If you like what you hear, make sure that you tell your friends about it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And hopefully you'll come back and visit again soon and keep us updated on what's happening.
It's been a pleasure and I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm on the mic. This is KBOO Portland. Coming up next is Right to Survive. First, some messages that are tailored for you.
The KBOO Foundation is seeking to fill two vacancies on the board of directors. The board will elect the new directors at the February board meeting. Are you interested in nonprofit governance and in helping to shape the future of your community radio station? Do you have 10 to 15 hours per month to support KBOO? Then this may be just the right opportunity for you. The application and instructions are posted on the KBOO website, kboo.fm, and paper copies are available at the station. In order to be eligible to fill one of these two vacant seats on the KBOO